WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. As the Chicago Bears get ready for their second NFL playoff match this week against the Rams, Governor J.V. Pritzker says he feels optimistic and not just about the Bears crushing the Rams this weekend. The governor says he's been in meetings with Bears leadership recently about the possibility of keeping the Bears in Illinois because the team is mulling a move to Northwest Indiana.
Some of the infrastructure needs that the Bears are identifying as their needs are actually needs of the area around Arlington Heights, that those were projects that we were going to build at one point or another.
Pritzker maintains the state is prepared to help with infrastructure costs, but will not build a stadium for the Bears on the taxpayer dime. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says a teen curfew ordinance set for a vote next week is more thoughtful than the one he vetoed last year. The mayor today is not saying whether he'll support the plan. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the ordinance from downtown alder Brian Hopkins would allow police to issue a curfew anywhere, anytime with a 12-hour notice. A previous version would have required just a 30-minute notice. Johnson was asked about his support on our In the Loop program.
The ordinance from downtown Alderman Brian Hopkins would allow police to issue a curfew anywhere, anytime with a 12-hour notice. A previous version would have required just 30 minutes notice. Johnson was asked about his support on WBEZ's In the Loop.
There's been some thoughtfulness behind it, but what I don't want is this misnomer that the only way in which we can invest in young people is through a curfew.
The proposal is meant to prevent large teen gatherings that have turned violent, like one over the holidays where a 14-year-old was killed. A companion ordinance that would force social media companies to take down posts promoting teen takeovers was held over legal concerns. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
This proposal is meant to prevent large teen gatherings that have turned violent, like one over the holidays where a 14-year-old was killed. A companion ordinance that would force social media companies to take down posts promoting teen takeovers was also held over legal concerns. The Illinois General Assembly spring session is underway today. Senators showing up at the Capitol for what is expected to be a light 3-day work week. The House is due in next week. Traditionally, not a whole lot of legislative action occurs in Springfield ahead of the governor's annual budget address, which this year is set for February 18th. The spring legislative session is scheduled to adjourn on May 31st. Discount grocery chain Aldi is expanding rapidly. It says it plans to open more than 180 stores in the U.S. this year. The chain's U.S. operations are based outside Chicago. The chain opened a record number of new stores last year. The Chicago area's recent relatively mild weather pattern may be coming to an end. The National Weather Service says an extended system of wintry weather could mean several back-to-back opportunities for snowfall. Senior meteorologist Brett Borkhart does not anticipate significant accumulation right away.
We are expecting an Arctic front to sweep through the area tonight, and that'll be accompanied by snow showers. It doesn't look like a big snow tonight, but don't be surprised if you wake up to a dusting of snow on your car or the sidewalk tomorrow. And we're going to get several reinforcing shots of colder air as we get into the weekend and even next week with opportunities for more snow.
Today's high temperatures have hit 50 in some spots, but tomorrow's are expected to drop into the mid and upper 20s. You're listening to The Rundown. 2026 will bring several big names to Chicago stages, and while Chicago always has a constant hum of performances, there are some big tickets on the horizon. I sat down with Arts Desk reporters Courtney Kippers and Mike Davis and had them share their picks for the year.
Sometimes the culture season can be a little slow and dreary in the winter, but I find this is when arts and culture is like, it's a good bright spot. Courtney, that's not really true this year about the dreariness, so
that's
what's
right.
Happy?
It's so true. There is a lot going on sort of right out of the gate this January. Lyric Opera has this big, gory production of Salome coming. CSO has some big concerts. There's a cool world premiere at this new music venue, The Checkout. So there's a lot going on, Lisa.
All right, Mike?
There's so much theater, but I guess what I'm most excited for, I want to see Catherine Irby. Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Detective Eames.
I am not aware of who this person is, so school me.
Yes, no, she was on Law and Order. She had like a 10-year run. Amazing actress. She's going to be on stage at Steppenwolf for The Dance of Death.
And now some of these tickets already on sale. I could go grab something now, yeah? How does that work?
Yes, Chicago Theater Week is February 5th to the 15th. Those tickets are on sale now. $30, $15, and some shows are even less.
There are some interesting dance shows on the calendar. Courtney, tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, there's a lot of dance happening this season. Tyler Peck is coming to town. She's a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet and sort of the darling of the dance world on Instagram. She's bringing her show, Tyler Peck and Friends, to the Auditorium. Deeply Rooted Dance Theater in Chicago is celebrating its 30th anniversary with a big, exciting show. And then the Joffrey Ballet is going to close out its season with a collaboration with the San Francisco Ballet, and they're doing Eugene Onegin.
I'm not familiar with that. Tell me more.
Yeah, sure. It's set in 19th century Russia. It's sort of a classic tale of falling in love and sort of seeing what happens from there.
Okay, always a classic story. So out of all those picks, Courtney, what are you personally most excited to see this year?
I am really excited for this collaboration that's going to happen between Avery R. Young, who was Chicago's first ever poet laureate, who's working with the Lyric Opera on this show that he created called Sophronia. It's based on his family's own story during the Great Migration.
Okay. Mike, what's on top of your list?
Top of my list is Windfall. It's going to be at another Steppenwolf play. Steppenwolf is on a run, I promise y'all. Windfall is written by Terrell Alvin McCraney. He won the Oscar for Moonlight. Three of their actors who were just on Broadway for Purpose are going to be back in Chicago for this play. And Namir Smallwood, who's also on a run of his own, he's on Broadway right now with Steppenwolf's Bug. He'll be back, and he's also in this play. So it's just a who's who of Broadway, Tony, Oscar winners. It's going to be great.
That's our reporters on the Art Desk, Courtney Kippers and Mike Davis. Weather today, partly sunny and windy, very blustery, in fact, a high in the low 50s, cloudy and very windy tonight, maybe a few isolated snow showers and flurries overnight, a low in the mid-20s, and Wednesday, another very blustery day, some scattered snow showers, and temperatures falling to the low 20s by late afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.